Mine. I want you to know you wouldn't go until I told you that I love you so. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. And I'm telling you.
Can we have roll call, please?
Member Clinton?
Present.
Member Fullerton?
Present.
Member Smith is absent. Member Whalen is absent. Vice Chair Schellenberger? Chair Branch?
Here. All right. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States Republic for which it stands. All right. First is our public forum, where the public can have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the city. Anybody here for that? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to our administrative agenda, the review and approval of the minutes from our last meeting.
I'll move to approve as prepared.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion?
I think I need to abstain.
You weren't here at the last.
Yes, you should abstain.
What does that do to our...
Oh, I did send an email.
You were a part of the number of emails.
Yeah, we didn't list all the comments, but...
So can I then vote on it?
Well, no, that was just one item. These are minutes for the whole.
Yeah. Right, you would have had to be in your room.
Right.
Oh, okay.
What was your comment, Craig?
So under the Calle Real Hotel project.
Yep.
Under the landscaping portion. Not sure. There was some conflicting comments here. The number 19, the project needs more landscaping as it looks sparse and barren. That was sort of in direct contrast to a comment that was made that appreciated the additional landscaping over the previous submittals. They had specifically created a landscape border almost around the entire project that added a ton of landscaping. And so I don't know, maybe 19 stands on its own, but I think the minutes should reflect that comment about the appreciation for additional landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the number 19 came from one member. We can reflect that one member stated. And there was conflicting comments on that project. So.
Well, there were a lot of times, yeah. So.
Well, it seemed different on the plan. There seemed to be a lot more plants than what they showed on the three-dimensional view.
Oh, that's
and
true.
So it did have a sort of barren look on the three-dimensional plan.
Right.
But the plants they were suggesting were large.
But the applicant
for the area
did reply that they did that purposely so that you could study the architecture unimpeded.
Yeah.
Well, would it be the consensus to strike number 19? I mean, how... I'd like to get direction from the board.
Well,
on that.
Maybe just that the 3D views or the renderings,
adding a 20
show
a comment,
look 27. Sparse, but the plan view, or add a 27, item 27, that's fine too.
Okay. Well, we can rearrange the numbers to reflect both.
Great.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Any other comment?
The only comment I had about their landscaping was pick some plants that are really big and take a lot of maintenance. As long as they were prepared to pay me to maintain the maintenance, then it would look good because it would be lush and it would look tropical.
Mm-hmm.
But if they didn't maintain it, then it would look sort of like the old 70s ones that have been left.
Okay.
Just to spend time.
And you get another shot at this project at least one more time.
Okay.
So that was conceptual comments.
That was just conceptual.
Right.
Okay.
But they got the email, so they'll
right.
All right. So we can run with a quorum that is of this particular group?
Yes, you can, but a vote.
Okay, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye? Aye. Okay, and what abstention? Okay, terrific. that takes us to our administrative agenda. Wait a minute. Where is... Well, it's not on there. We have a review of agenda.
Good catch. There's no changes, so we're good.
Okay, we're fine. All right, let's roll right into our design review.
Okay.
Agenda.
Item B1. Item B1 is the Coast Supply Showroom, located at 5677 Calareal, APN 069-110-059, case number 19-104, DRB.
Has everybody visited the site?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Same here?
Very familiar with the site, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Okay, thank you. What are you looking for?
I think we'll use the small plans and blow it up instead of using the big plans.
I think the gizmo's right there.
Oh, it's right here, Linda. Okay. So, yes, board members, this project is east of the Calareal Shopping Center. Yeah, I had to get the right center. And it was previously the Denny's restaurant. Right now, it's currently vacant, and applicant is proposing to refurbish the building. It is going to house a showroom for construction materials, mainly flooring and windows and some level of retail, but mainly it's a showroom. There aren't a whole lot of changes, but I'll turn it to the architect to go over the details that are the design details that are changing.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Make sure you press the button.
There you go. Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, my name is Iñaki Villarin, PK Architecture. So the owner came to us and wanting to upgrade, uplift, you know, brighten up the existing building. It's been vacant again for 5 years, so the purpose of it is obviously literally giving it a new lease on life. It had before some of the river rock stone veneer kind of thing in the base of it. Color was a little dark. The roof was dark with like shingled tiled roofing. What we're proposing is updating corner area there with a new veneer, like reclaimed wood, but it's actually a tile. It's called a rough cut wood stone veneer, but it is tile, so maintenance is not much of a question here. We're also updating the colors of it. We're introducing at the bottom some hardy board paneling. The roof will be standing seam, and basically just brightening it up, and making it look more updated than what it is. So. Oh yes. So previously it was like the Denny's restaurant, and it had like a huge freezer in the back, extending out, so protruding. That's going to be taken out. There's no use for the freezer. This structure actually has gone through an upgrade recently. So if you go in the building now, it's all open. Perfect for a showroom. There's no partitions whatsoever. So there was a niche in the back that kind of lended itself to someone probably, you know, staying there at night because it's covered. So that was just going to be taken out. So removal of the refrigerator and closing that up is still a negative in terms of square footage. And that portion in the back will just be stuccoed wall. So.
Is
adding.
And white.
A little bit more texture.
And the color board? Yeah. Maybe just put it beside it there. You can zoom out. The off-white here?
Yes.
This one?
To brighten it up.
The field stucco.
That's correct.
And then this is the fascia.
That's correct.
And the red around the windows and doors?
And this is at the entrance. Red at the windows. Dark colors for the remainder of the windows.
And new
and
lighting
this,
fixtures?
This is the column. This is the light fixture at the corner there. I think it's covered right now. Oh, there
E.
it is.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever thought about doing any like local art or kind of mosaic or anything there on that wall?
It
you
wasn't.
Have a lot of
it
wall.
Wasn't discussed, but this area here, which would be submitted later on, is probably for some signage for the tenant.
Okay. That's pretty simple. Let's combine any questions you have with comments. Anything, with Craig?
Just to clarify, the A north elevation is Cai Real street view. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I didn't have any other questions.
Any comments in general?
Just positive comments. I think it's a, it is, I think it will give, I think the applicant's description of lightening up and freshening the building is an apt description and probably called for in that area.
Okay.
I think it's compatible with the neighborhood and surrounding shopping center use, so I have no objection.
Okay. Karis?
Yes, I also think it'll look good.
Thank
and
you.
That will help. I would suggest maybe looking into getting some sort of art on the big walls where you have spaces for them and maybe think about photovoltaics on the roof. Have you guys talked about that at all?
No, not really.
Just think about it. I would. Those are my only comments.
Karis, anything? I mean, Jennifer, sorry.
No, I don't have any comments.
Okay. I can support this. I think it's a well needed dressing up of what's already there. My mom lives right by there, so I've been seeing this for the last couple of years, and so I'm glad something's being done with it. So that's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I would move to approve as submitted with the findings for neighborhood compatibility and quality of architectural design, quality of landscape design. Really isn't any landscape plan, so it's not really applicable, and that it meets zoning.
Can I get a second?
Sure, I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, that takes us to item B2.
Item B2 is the auto shop spray booth located at 99 South Fairview Avenue, APN 073-080-015. Case number 19-083-DRB.
Yep. Okay, has everybody visited the site?
No site visit, no ex parte.
I have visited the site, no ex parte.
Site visit, no. Oh, I did have an ex parte conversation with Tony Lehman on site when I went to visit.
Site visit, no ex parte?
Let me clarify, no new site visit. I've been to this place many times in life.
Okay. Brian, the floor is yours.
Great. Okay. Real quickly here. So we have before you today a small as-built spray booth. The applicants have requested some design review of that accessory structure. So just to set it up, there's an existing auto shop there, as you probably know, and there's no changes proposed to that. The accessory structure is located behind the existing auto shop, and its intended use is for, in relation to the auto shop, to paint vehicles. It's fairly well screened in its current location from any visibility in the right-of-way. I put a note in the staff report about its location within the Heritage District for Old Town. Those guidelines technically are applicable because of its location. This particular project is an accessory to an existing building, and so I just wanted to have you guys keep that in mind as you're considering those policies. I also wanted to note that the structures consisted with the required design standards in the C3 zone district, so for height, setback, size, things like that. So unless you have any questions for me, I can turn it over to the applicant team here to introduce themselves and present the project.
Okay, very good. The floor is yours.
My name's Katie. It's a pleasure.
Oh, let me.
And,
there you go.
I'm sorry. My name's Katie with Santa Barbara Permit Service, representing John Peterson. It's a pleasure to meet you all. I concur with Brian's report. It's an accessory building necessary to do business, and it's pretty obscured. It's been around for longer than it should have been without a permit, and no one's complained so far, so I don't think they will.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I have to say.
Okay. A question I have for staff before we get into it, or for you, I guess, the applicant. Did you guys bring this to the board on your own, or was there a complaint that generated this?
I'll turn it over to John.
Up here, press your button there that says push. There you go.
Alan Cooper paid a visit.
Okay, got it.
Got nabbed by building, I guess.
Got it. Okay. Okay. All right. Well.
So, again, for staff, so that's why it's coming for design review, is because it's an as-built?
Well, it's coming for design review because the bylaws for DRB require commercial buildings to come in front of the board.
Okay.
But, again, it's accessory to the primary building that's there already.
Right.
So, really, it was just a kind of a technicality because it's added square footage in commercially zoned.
We don't have any administrative level review for this kind
not
of
anymore. Okay. Yeah, we used to have some level up, but maybe in the future.
Can I raise a point on that? It did seem a little excessive to come in for design review with a title. I mean, I can get that you can see it, but the title report and the what we had to go through to get in did seem a little excessive for a spray booth. Just saying, for the record.
Noted. All right, well, any?
Well, that was, I'll start, I guess. That was kind of why I asked the question. I have no objection or, you know, comment on this from a design standpoint. It seems perfectly compatible with the building and the zone, so if this could have been administratively reviewed, that probably would have been the path. But since we're here, I have no problem with it.
Okay.
Oh, I just would also note, though, if anybody looks at this, that the plans, elevation view drawings, don't really match the photos, but the photos tell the story, so that, to me, supersedes the drawing. It looks like the drawing came out of, like, a template or something like mm-hmm. that, but anyway, it seems fine.
Okay. Kareth, any questions or thoughts, opinions, music, anecdotes?
Music. Wow. Okay. I can sing. Is that what you're saying?
No, I said amusing anecdotes.
Okay. I'll try to be brief. Yeah. I talked to the surf country right in front, and they said they've never smelled anything. It's never really overflowed. I think it looks fine for the area. I mean, it is what it is. The only comment and request that I have for you is on this number E. And as you pull up to the front of it, you can see, as soon as it's done, there is a little bit of escape happening in that first front section. I walked around, and there doesn't seem to be anywhere else, but right there, because the concrete crack maybe is warping the building edge just a smidge.
Yeah, that is actually where anchors still need to be added.
Right. So maybe we could seal that just to make it a full sealed, and then I'd be happy with the building.
Oh, we got Steve Stewart all over us. Yeah. So trust me, building's on this. I mean, it's a...
Now I have to finish caulking the structure with polyester.
Okay.
Some sort of something.
Yes, absolutely.
Who do I give this back to?
Me. Thank you. That's all. That's my only comment. Other than that, I think it's fine.
Okay. Jennifer?
No, I don't have any comments. Supported.
Okay, I'll chime in. I think, I kind of agree about an administrative level of approval on something like this. And you know, you can't really see it, except for a brief moment as you're driving up Fairview. If you look to your right really quickly, you can see it. But I mean, granted. You know, I don't know, you know, this entire, you know, block, even though it's a part of Old Town, is, I mean, I don't know what.
I don't know whose easement that is, but it could easily be blocked from view with a few trees in the embankment along Fairview.
Oh, along here? That's probably,
I mean,
Caltrans would be my guess.
Yeah. They're actually taking the trees out because there's a drainage issue back in those corners, and then they were actually clearing, and because of the homeless people were setting up camp back there.
Oh, gotcha.
So they came in and cleared that whole area. Same at the end of Fairview not too long ago.
All right. Well, it is what it is. It's a prefab structure in the back of your building, so. It meets all the zoning standards, so I'm fine with it.
I'll move to grant design review approval. I don't see that there are any findings, so just as submitted. Oh, there are. Okay, with the findings that it's compatible with the neighborhood, the architectural design is appropriate, landscape design is not applicable, and that it meets the zoning.
With the caveat of sealing up the front section.
That's a building and safety issue, but yeah.
Oh.
Good for catching that.
Okay. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet everybody.
Nice to meet you.
Good. Can I ask a quick question?
Well, it should be on if you're. Go ahead and turn it on.
Oh, sorry.
When you say that at an administrative level, does that mean that design review was not necessary on this?
No, it is. As the current rules of the city are, it is required.
It is. Okay.
I asked because.
I'd been on a different board in the city of Santa Barbara. The city of Santa Barbara has that. Sometimes they can use that approach.
Right, and that's a valid question because I do permits all over the place, and a lot of cities will give me the. Doesn't write me the administrative out.
But it wouldn't have changed your submittal. Whoever the administrator would have been potentially would have looked at this and done the same thing we just did. It would just wouldn't have to come to this meeting, is all.
It would save us time.
And one other question. I noticed there was a line when you had the drawing up there, like A and B. And somebody, I think it was here, building department told me that that back parking lot is like the city of Igalita. Oh, do you know something about that?
Yes, briefly. I mean, it's not relevant to the project, but yeah, that back parcel is actually within the city of Santa Barbara's jurisdiction. Yeah. Not a question we can solve here at this table.
Okay.
I just asked that question. It's part of the weird airport configuration.
They carved out a few places in this area. One of them still counts.
I think we're complete with our design review. If you have other questions, you can ask Brian.
Okay, so with that, that might have been Brian's. Okay, with that, any announcements by members or staff?
Tell Travis to say hi.
Can you talk into the microphone, please?
I was just asking what you guys would think about CBAR. The County Board of Architectural Review, is there any thing that says I can't sit on both boards, or would that be a conflict of interest somehow if I were to pursue that avenue?
I don't have that answer. I don't think there is a conflict when you serve on multiple boards, but there may be a lot of overlap, perhaps.
That's a question for staff that you could probably approach online. I will say that at one time, Cecilia Brown was on this board while being a planning commissioner for the County of Santa Barbara. So.
Mm-hmm. And how did that work out?
Fine. You can ask her.
You can ask her? So. All right. Anything else? All right, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.
What next meeting?
October 8th.
That's great. Thanks.
Kiss me, my sweet.